Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. It's Ann Ortley checking in from my bright red desk on the Upper East Side of Manhattan. And I'm here this morning, or this afternoon, I guess, to read you the weekly weather for April 6th of 2009. This is the audio version of my column that appears on my website every week. It is time for an upbeat quote. I am tremendously optimistic. I feel strongly that there is so much doubt, fear, frustration, anger, depression, and greed in the world that we no longer need to feel those emotions anymore. There are enough people feeling those emotions. We need volunteers who are ready and willing to feel good all the time and to be optimistic, to laugh, to have fun, to be in love with everything, to appreciate beauty. We need more of those kinds of people. That's a quote by David Wolfe. So last week, Pluto stationed, and all the early Aries planets talked with him, while Mercury talked with just about every other planet in the heavens, and Mars fought with Saturn. The imagery was reveal. The metaphor was Saul getting knocked off his horse on the road to Damascus by God. The planets suggested we would each have our own awakening in the Pisces-Virgo part of our chart, and or experience a difficult triangle of power that we'd have to work with. We might be blinded by what we saw, or we'd be watching someone else get blinded by what they saw. The way through was to work with the positive version of the triangle to move towards healing. In Saul's case, he was to go to Damascus and wait for further instructions after he was blinded. This week, we process what we learn. Mercury has oodles of aspects as he meanders through the back end of Aries and enters Taurus, so expect all sorts of interesting information to come your way. Pallas Athena, that smart strategic gal, is exceptionally busy pointing out patterns to us so we can see, understand, and use or clear those patterns out. Perhaps we want to embrace and own those patterns as our very own dear pattern. Venus retrogrades back across the world axis for the second time, stirring up a flash of conflict as she does so. She enters Pisces next Saturday on April 11th for a bit of needed peace and quiet as she wraps up her retrograde journey the following week. There's lots of turbulent energetic turbulence as the planets change signs. In addition to Venus entering Pisces and Mercury entering Taurus, Vesta enters Gemini, Pallas enters Cancer, and Ceres stations to go direct. That much change makes it an up-and-down kind of week as we move from one element to a new one, a wild roller coaster ride. We also have a luminous full moon on Thursday in Libra, setting off a number of adjustments as we process the information gained during the week from Mercury and all the asteroids changing signs. So back to Saul on the road to Damascus. We left him last week right after he realized he was blind and that God was yelling at him. Before he figured that out, he was knocked off his horse by a blinding light. His friends all watched. Saul realized he's now blind. He has had a bit of time to think about what he's done and where it has taken him. Kind of a life review of the path of his life. Kind of look at it, how he got to this crossroads or spot. He's not eating or drinking, he's praying, and he's going to Damascus to await further instructions, which will arrive in a few days. Whisper in his ears the words, "Make the most of all that comes and the least of all that goes." You, in your life, are to listen to and perhaps follow those words too. Make the most of all that comes and the least of all that goes. This middle period, where it is unclear what exactly is going on, can be hard. You can think glass half full or glass half empty. Both approaches are correct. Both visions are true. But the important thing to remember is they get you to very different outcomes. Like Saul, where were you blinded last week? Or where did you watch someone else be blinded? What was the reveal that took place? How can you work with it now that you know about it? What would happen if you made this your motto? I am tremendously optimistic. I feel strongly that there is so much doubt, fear, frustration, anger, depression, and greed in the world that I no longer need to feel those emotions anymore. I volunteer to change. I am ready and willing to feel good all of the time and to be optimistic. I volunteer to laugh. I volunteer to have fun. I volunteer to be in love with everything. I volunteer to appreciate beauty. I volunteer to recruit more people to join me in my optimistic approach to life. What would that new motto change? Would that new motto, or how would it change how you approach things? Forward we go down our own road to Damascus. It's a contemplative week. On Monday, Moon in Virgo is kind of quiet and not overly stressed. This is a great day to focus on getting through your to-do list. Juno is opposite to Ceres, so release things that you used to use or work with that you no longer need. Pallas enters Cancer, so her strategic senses will be focusing on emotional and family of origin-based patterns. The patterns that serve our security needs are big this week. Notice those patterns. Mercury has a number of aspects as he heads through the very last degrees of Aries. Watch for what you see. Mercury's moving very fast right now, and he's directing attention, your attention, to things like a laser pointer beam does. Follow the moving red dot as he flies. Adjust for your blind spot. Agree to look or ask to be shown. Determine how what you notice has led you here, where you are right this minute. You don't need to stay here. You do need to know how you got here. No self-judgment that's critical. Work with judgment as a guiding voice. Chiron in Aquarius isn't interested in judging you. He's interested in you seeing the patterns so you know what to do to change them. If you can't see the problem, you can't change it. And no, this doesn't mean you tell the other guy that they have to change. You're in charge of you, not them. You can change you. If you change you, they will, of course, change in response to your changes. So focus on your changes and what you want to create. Tuesday, patterns are created in our early childhood. Saul thought it perfectly reasonable to persecute the Christians. In fact, as a Pharisee, that was what he was supposed to do, kill off the infidels. Then he got knocked off his horse by the light. Mercury talks to Neptune today. What dream or belief do you have that is shifting, changing, dissolving, or crumbling and breaking apart into a new dream? What dream was knocked off your horse? Try to understand how to partner with the hard part of the story. Saul didn't think he was doing anything wrong at all. He was doing his job, or he was doing what he thought was his job. What did he learn? What have you learned? No criticism. No criticism. Just notice what you've learned. Moon in Virgo tends to make us self-critical. No criticism. Just notice the patterns, the conditions. Analyze the situation before you get clear on it. Wednesday, Sun has an aspect of brilliance. So on awakening, notice your dreams and what they said to you about your road to Damascus. Venus argues with Pallas. There can be impatience with patterns. Gentle, gentle. Patterns exist for a reason. They serve something. Patterns created you. You are where you are and who you are based on the patterns in your life. They are changing, but they're necessary. Venus is fighting with Chiron today, so words or revelations can be harsh. She's hovering on the world axis for the next few days, so she's got points to make and is not in the mood to hold her tongue. Hostile words. Mercury in late Aries is pushing off and arguing with Neptune. Be careful with liquor today, as it can easily spin out of control into words that you probably shouldn't say to the other person. Venus wants to be in relationship, but she keeps shooting herself in the foot. Can you see why or how you keep doing this? Notice the patterns. Thursday begins Passover. The full moon report appears on this site, on my website, so read it for more information. And if you signed up for the newsletter on the tab to the left of my website, you'll receive the report earlier in the week. Mercury gooses Vesta upon awakening, permitting a quick and solid pass at clearing things out of the house. Mercury enters Taurus for a three-week journey, making communication seem more patient, conservative, domestic, sensual, thorough, stable, dependable, and practical. Mercury in possessive and routine-based Taurus snuggles up to Ceres, who makes his coffee exactly the way he likes it. Lots of energy around supporting existing routines and celebrating them. These are the patterns you want to keep, okay? Sun is stressing with Mars, so be careful driving or changing lanes as people are focusing on other things rather than driving. Mercury fusses with Venus, showing a self-indulgent, argumentative, short-tempered, possessive, greedy, and cheap side, which frustrates Venus, causing sparks to shoot out. Vesta enters Gemini, making her chatty and friendly, gathering with siblings or like-minded people. Venus argues with stationing Ceres, so you can get into a fight with your mother or other maternal figures easily today. Adjust, adjust, adjust. Is it worth it to fight? Mercury argues with Saturn, taking a materialistic, uncompromising, possessive, inflexible, prejudiced, intolerant, stodgy position about the situation at hand. Saturn resents how obsessed with routine, hesitant, and procrastinating Mercury is behaving. Take action to reduce the stress between Saturn and Mercury. You got to adjust, 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 adjust. Thursday's moon in Libra makes us want to share and partner, even as Venus, her ruler in Aries, urges us to self-expression in our partnerships. We can't truly say yes unless we can say no. Say no where you need to. Say yes where you want to. Friday is another exceptionally busy day as we have numerous aspects in the heavens. The day starts with a lovely sextile of the Sun to Jupiter, bringing a sense of well-being and contentment with whatever is discussed or attempted. Mercury moving deeper into Taurus is sustaining, tenacious, deliberate, persistent, restrained, and circumspect with both Pallas and Juno. Mercury notices and completely gets how he partners with his patterns to create what he has. But, of course, Mercury is a smart guy. Like Saul on the road to Damascus, if you can see how you got to where you are, the choices made, the path taken or not taken, you can change your behavior in the future and thus change your life. The revelation of the underlying role of patterns in our choices offers Mercury an opportunity. Mercury can direct our thoughts and communications to Uranus and Pluto about ways to break through or change our material comfort, down-to-earth, acquisitive, enduring, and steadfast thoughts. Time to change, to take actions, to be consistent with what you say you want. Often we say we want something, yet our actions are counter to those statements of ours. We want a relationship, but we pick people who can't commit. We want to find a new job, but we don't send out our resumes. We want to lose weight, but we keep eating the same amount and kinds of food rather than following our Weight Watcher points. Today is one of those days you can commit and keep resolutions. So what do you need to do to get to where you say you want to go? You have to agree to change. That is the only way it happens. So agree to change today and start acting the way you need to act to get what you want. It is your life, after all. Friday's all-day Scorpio moon reflects the passionate energies of today's choices. Swallow hard, take a deep breath, and move towards what you want to create. Scorpio's passions are pulsing through all of today's choices and reveals. Saturn's day, Mercury has a power aspect to Pluto. The earth energy abounds, so dream about how to direct your dreams to create through loyal, steady, secure, and habit-prone methods, and thus you'll move mountains. Venus enters Pisces and becomes compassionate, charitable, sympathetic, emotional, sacrificing, intuitive, introspective, musical, artistic, impressionable, and secretive. Retreat and give Venus some time to breathe and create an environment for her new absorbent energy. Sun has a gift of brilliance to Saturn, so follow up on that creative idea that comes in today. Yes, it is completely brilliant, and you must do it. Let Venus help you express empathy with others and focus on how to be more flexible, adaptive, and creative in your approach to getting it accomplished. Moon in Scorpio is passionate and working in positive actions with Saturn and Jupiter and Mars. You can change your life today, or at least change in a very important part of it. Sunday brings us to Easter. Sunday and the rebirth of ourselves and Saul. Mercury squares the node, so you have a choice about how to approach today. You have a choice about how to be reborn. Later in the day, Pluto's going to have a face-off with Pallas, the patterned, strategic part of our being, and look to gain Juno's help and cooperation to keep, evolve, or change the situation with some form of power. Good or bad power, but power. Earlier, Pallas and Juno, possibly in the dreams you had last night, showed you the solution. How can you take your ideals, creativity, psychic, and flexible imaginative methods or strategies and partner with them to nurture, feed, support the changes you want to make? Pluto's going to push at you to either or, this or that. The true power lies in harnessing the energy of all the polarities to get them working together. Why not both? Why does it have to be either or? Maybe it does, but perhaps there's a compromise position. Not win-lose, but share. Series stations today, so we may not feel particularly nurtured, or we may have way too much nurturing. It's kind of an either-or thing when the planets stop. Either way, when the asteroid of nurturing stations trine to Pluto and pulling in all the energy at the lower numbers of the zodiac, it may be maternal, but it's not your mother's maternal. Take time to nurture yourself today. Moon moves from Scorpio to Sagittarius midday, taking us from intense to visionary. Vision your best life. There's a section in the column called Mundane Astrology. And mundane astrology is the astrology of the world. So what we do is we look at what's going on in the world and comment. I look at what's going on in the world and comment on it. This is my favorite part of the column. Venus retrograde does work her magic on relationships. Have you noticed the uptick in confirmed bachelor types taking the marital plunge while Venus is going backwards? Bruce Willis, who just last year said he wasn't the marrying type, married his girlfriend, who sure looks a lot like his ex-wife, Demi Moore. David Letterman got married in Montana after getting stuck in the mud and walking 2 miles for help. Letterman decided to marry after spending 23 years with Regina and having a son with her 5 years ago. Harrison Ford divorced twice and never planning to remarry. And Calista Flockhart got engaged after living together for 7 years. I'm not saying these people won't stay married, but the urge to make it official and reverse previously held Venus positions is strong with Venus going backwards. These longtime bachelors reversed their previously stated positions about Venus and went and, kind of committed. This is good. Saturn in Virgo pushes out the workers and increases unemployment. Virgo rules workers. The official March unemployment numbers were huge, and they're still growing. Officially, it's 8.5%. Unofficially, it's closer to 21.3% or 23.5%, according to McKinsey's approach. So the unemployment numbers for January, the unemployment numbers are posted. They're really, really growing fast. So anyway, March was up to 13.2 million. From the Internet, in May of 2006, McKinsey Global Institute published an analysis of the Swedish economy. A frequently cited finding was de facto unemployment was between 15 and 17, about three times the official rate. Using McKinsey's approach and unofficial definitions of unemployed, the report calculated the U.S. unemployment rate would have been 13% that year, more than double. If the U.S. prison and jail populations are included, something that McKinsey did not do in their original study in Sweden, the U.S. unemployment rate would rise. So if we use McKinsey's formula here in 2009, the U.S. unemployment rate today would be 21.3%. And counting the prison and jail populations, 23.5%. That's pretty big. One in every four people is unemployed. Saturn is in Virgo, the sign of the servants, workers, or employees. Saturn gets out of Virgo for good in mid-July of 2010, next year, next summer. Until then, unemployment will be a major part of the economic story. The unemployment numbers presented by the Bureau of Labor and Statistics do not include the people who've given up, fallen off the unemployment benefits list, they're not collecting a check anymore, or who are underemployed. I know a number of very talented people who are working several part-time jobs to make ends meet, unable to find work in their chosen fields. Additionally, the people who are employed are often carrying a larger load, working longer hours with less benefits and a looming fear of challenging their employer about any of it for fear of losing their job. Saturn in Virgo restricts the workers. Obama traveled overseas for the G20 summit on the economic mess we face globally. It seemed to go well, considering the powerful aspects taking place. It took place as Venus squared Pluto, Mars opposed Saturn, and Pluto stopped to go retrograde. Obama said he'd listen to concerns about the money, but America wasn't going to do it alone, and we didn't do it alone, Venus square Pluto. Everybody was greedy, which is true, that we weren't going to boss everyone around, Mars opposed Saturn, and that we'd agree to renew the controls and regulations, Pluto retrograde and Venus square Pluto. We'll be clear on what actually went down once we get a little out of this, which will be in May 2nd, when Venus squares Pluto for the third time, and on September 11th of this fall, 2009, when Pluto stations to go direct on the world axis. Earlier last week, Obama requested the president of General Motors resign with his $20 million payoff intact. Now, supposedly, the automaker will go into controlled bankruptcy, restructuring, separating GM into good and bad parts, which will become separate companies. The bad parts will include the ongoing health care and pension obligations that the early retirees have promised to them by GM. Delphi, a GM parts manufacturer, recently got a judge in Ohio to get rid of their obligation to pay early retirees' health care benefits, which was part of the contract when those people retired. While older health care retirees can migrate to Medicare, the early retired workers face a new bill of $900 to $1,600 per month for health insurance. Several million more people will be joining the uninsured health care pot. Saturn in Virgo, workers' health security restriction, opposite Uranus and Pisces, separating, severing, loss, dissolving, poverty, being triggered by Mars and Pisces. This is not good, people. Saturn in Virgo, opposite Uranus and Pisces, is shaping up to be a class war. The last time it was the underclasses, blacks, women, and the gay people wanting rights. This time it will be the workers versus the rich guys who make the rules that go in their favor. When Pluto was last in Capricorn, we had the American and French revolutions against governments that were seen as not serving the people, but were seen as serving themselves and their cronies. From the internet, last week in France, workers at a Caterpillar plant in the French Alps briefly held five of their bosses in a dispute over their severance packages. The move at Caterpillar was at least the third time in the last few weeks that French workers had detained their bosses to protest job losses. Workers at a 3M plant in Pilvers held their bosses for more than 24 hours in a labor dispute, and workers at a Sony plant in Pont-sur-Dour held their bosses overnight to gain better severance packages. France, with a long history of labor militancy, has become increasingly restless as the impact of the global economic crisis deepens. The French unemployment rate rose to 8.3% in February, according to the European Union. Demonstrations in recent months have drawn millions of protesters to the streets to challenge President Nicolas Sarkozy's handling of the economic crisis. Opponents of Mr. Sarkozy's government say he has focused on bailouts for banks and industrial companies while ignoring the fate of the workers. Does that sound familiar? The bold above was added by me. Focused on bailouts for banks and industrial companies while ignoring the fate of the workers. Right now, while Saturn's in Virgo and Uranus is in Pisces, worker anger is building, but doesn't have the energy to take more violent forms, as it's still unstable and divided in potency while in mutable signs. Venus in Aries, square to Pluto, right now, is speaking to us about the problems to come and letting us know that we need to watch out for. In the summer of 2010, Saturn goes into action-taking Libra and Uranus goes into explosive action-taking Aries. And they'll form a volatile T-square with Pluto, which will be fueled by Jupiter in Aries. So August of 2010 is going to be hopping, man. Corporations are the equivalent of kingdoms in our global economy. Think about that for a second. They are the equivalent of kingdoms in our global economy. They hire who they want. They fire who they want. They can read your email, determine what you do every day, they pay your salary, and they tell you when you can have a day off. Workers are the serfs, the peasants, reporting to the corporate kings. Last week, IBM fired 5,000 workers in the United States and moved those jobs to India. Corporations have freedom of speech to tell the governments what they want the governments to do via their funding of lobbyists and large campaign contributions. As we move closer and closer to an oligarchy, which is a small group of people who together govern a nation or control an organization, often for their own purposes, we start to mimic the conditions that existed before the fall of the Roman Empire, our own American Revolution, and the French Revolution. We live in interesting times. Okay. Yeah, not good. It's going to be interesting, folks. All right, so on to reader questions. Lisa wrote, I was just talking with my friend Maria about money this morning. Money is just energy that we exchange. Sometimes I forget that little detail. At the end of your life, a pile of stuff won't be the truth of what you did with the gift of a lifetime. The truth of your life will be what you did to affect the lives of others. And those things don't need to be big. Sometimes it's just as simple as thanking the postman for doing their job, paying attention to the person ringing up your purchase, having gratitude in your heart, and sending out love to people, even the inconvenient ones. So if money's making your heart heavy, and man, do I notice how it affects my self-esteem, let's work together to clear the decks and allow things to flow so we can use our power for good. My response? Venus rules money as well as the second house, Taurus, which is the house of our self-esteem or self-value. The second house is our personal worth. So Venus is in charge of our self-esteem. Look at her placement as well as the ruler of your chart's second house and the planets in the second house to see the goddess of love's take on you and your self-worth. It all comes from and goes back to the goddess of love, how worthy we feel, Venus word, our worth, either self-worth or bank account worth. Venus retrograde is bringing into sharp relief what is important to us about our Venus issues. Only 12 more days to go until she goes direct on April 17th. What about a father leaving his children, which is a question in response to last week's about a mother. Sun or Saturn afflictions show the father leaving the children with the arc difference between them often showing the age of the loss. Additionally, Saturn retrograde in a child's chart often indicates the child felt the father was absent or left during their childhood. There is no retrograde motion for the moon. The degree can show the age. Similar to moon afflictions, Sun or Saturn afflictions create psychological and ego-based rather than emotional drives to compensate or succeed. These children either succeed fabulously, overcompensation, or recreate the abandonment story with other authority figures in their life, such as bosses, employers, etc. Also, plain old Saturn moon afflictions can show parental conflict, with the arc degree showing the possible age of the parent's separation or divorce. Bruce wrote, "Are you still pessimistic on the near-term future of the market, or have recent events like the G20 summit, TARP, TALF, TIPF, changed your viewpoint? Are we in a bear market rally, or the basing for a new bull market?" I responded, "It's a temporary bear market rally. It'll be very bad starting at the end of April through June. Saturn will be sitting on the same degree that Lehman Brothers failed on in the day the market took the big tumble last fall. Back then, Saturn was at 15 Virgo for two whole days. Saturn's going to sit at 15 Virgo from late April, all of May, and most of June as he slows to a station, stops, and reverses direction. All the hanging on by a thread firms are going to have problems. Plus, we've got GM and Chrysler facing bankruptcy rippling out across the economy. At the end of June, we're probably at the bottom, but it depends on what happens with the bankruptcies, bailouts, and currency. Remember, all the recent bailout stuff that they've been talking about is taking place while Venus, the ruler of money, is going backwards. Once Venus starts to go forward again, May 17th, including this recent rally, once Venus starts to go forward again, April 17th, many, if not all, of the decisions will shift, reverse, and change. Plus, Pluto's going to sit on the world axis August, September, October, fully fleshing out the last of the Pluto and Capricorn stories. We still have many chapters ahead of us. So I hope you all have enjoyed this audio version of my weekly weather report, and that you have a lovely, lovely day and a great week. And feel free to email me questions or to find me on the internet under Astro Anne with an E, A-S-T-R-O-A-N-N-E, or under Anne Ortley, if you can figure out how to spell my last name. Most people screw it up. So check in next week, and I will talk to you soon. Have a great, great week, and remember, watch for the reveals, notice the patterns, and take deep breaths. We're almost through to Damascus. We're on the last little seconds. So talk to you soon. Bye.